If you are considering launching your own business, it's really important to consider the business model that you need to utilize while you're trying to launch. It doesn't matter if it's a coaching or consulting business. You have to ask yourself, what's the correct business model for me? That's what we're going to be talking about in this episode. So I'll see you on the inside. If you are a Christian woman who has knowledge or expertise in an area and you feel called or led to share that information with other people, but you feel overwhelmed with trying to figure it all out, like how do you really get started? What do you really need to do? Which guru do you really need to listen to? And if the tech alone might be stressing you out, or you're trying to figure out where will I find the time to even try to be consistent with sharing the knowledge that you have, but you still know you want to help others grow because you know that they can grow, overcome, and become in some area of their life with the information that you have, there is absolutely a way for you to share your gift with the world without feeling stressed and overwhelmed, and by doing it on your own schedule, as well as still giving impact. I am Dr. T. I am a longtime educator. I'm a certified executive business coach. I'm a launch expert. I am a course building expert, and I am here with She Launches Podcast, where we're helping thousands of women across the world get started, because what I know is getting started is the most daunting part of launching a business, but it can also be the most rewarding if you have the right guidance, knowledge, and expertise. We're also going to be talking in this podcast about how you can take care of yourself, your own mental, your own self-care, because this is the most pleasing aspect that I believe God wants us to be in charge of. So it is time for you to launch. It is time for you to get started. And I hope to see you on the Inside the Podcast. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of She Launches Podcast, where we are talking to women, we're talking to Christian women, we're talking to believers that want to have a faith-based approach, or at least listen to a faith-based approach to launching their business. I'm talking to coaches, consultants, experts, teachers, all of y'all out there, CEOs, no CEOs, all of you guys out there that want to launch your online business. We are talking today in episode 64 about how to select the right business model. There are so many business models that you could choose from, and we're going to get into those and get into which one you should choose and why. Now, before we get into it, I finally did update the website, shelaunchesit.com. You guys go over there, give me some feedback. Again, you can leave me a voice message right there from the homepage. There's still some freebies on there. There's a couple of free mini trainings that are on there right now, and I'm really, really excited about it, because I am ready to help as many women as I can be able to launch their online business. And I got some other stuff that's going to come up. You guys know I'm always cooking something. So we got some stuff that's going to be coming up. Also, make sure that you hit that like, follow, subscribe, share, you know, share if you need to send it to someone, but one of those buttons. And if you feel at the end that this episode is good, please leave me a rating. I would really, really appreciate that. So again, we're talking about how to select the right business model. There are a lot of different types of business models that you can actually select when you're doing coaching and consulting. If you're doing an information-based business, you provide the service, right? There are a lot of different types of business models. And I want to be able to talk about how you really go about selecting them, and some of the steps that I think are going to be really, really important for you if you want to be successful in this online world, right? So, and oftentimes this really can go if you have brick and mortar, but we're really talking, you guys know my specialty is talking to people who want to do online things. So that's what we're talking about. So I have about 6 or 7 business models that I want to talk to you about real quick. And these are the ones that you should really be thinking about if you're talking about doing a coaching or consulting business. Now, the first one is one-on-one. Pretty simple. It's you providing a service to clients one-on-one. I love one-on-one, and then sometimes it makes me tired. And that's because You figure that, you know, hour for hour, you're spending, when once you max out, once you get to that number of, you take away sleep, you take away those 8 hours of sleep, if you're fortunate enough to get that many hours of sleep, you take away, let's say you are working another job, right? You have that, you have family time. So let's say when you start subtracting all those things and subtracting church and subtracting extracurricular things for yourself or your family, you have a very limited number of hours that you can provide one-on-one services with, but it's still a great place to start, especially if your value that you're giving and the transformation that you're giving is worth the dollar amount, right? Like if you're charging $100 an hour, it's probably going to take you a lot more clients to get to the level of the money that you want to. And then you're going to come into a point where, again, on this idea of $100 an hour, as an example, where you're going to hit your max number of clients based on your life and your lifestyle. And so there's the only thing you could do is you're going to be in that place where, do I try to walk away from my job right now? Or do I try to take on more clients? Or do I sacrifice some time with my family? What do I have to do? And in essence, really, if you're trying to keep everything the same, the only thing you could do is raise your prices, right? And so maybe you go to $200 an hour. Maybe you go to $500 an hour. Maybe it's not an hour thing, right? It's a value thing. And that's something that's so, so, so important. Like I talk about, you know, knowing how much you are worth for an hour as you get started. It's in one of the trainings that I have on the SheLaunchesIt.com. But you really have to understand the transformation and the value you're giving people, because people will pay for it. They will pay top dollar for it if you are worth top dollar. So one-on-one is one way to go. Group, now that's my favorite. Group is my favorite because you could have the same number of hours. So let's say, go back to one-on-one. Let's say you have 10 hours a week that you want to do customer facing, right? 10 hours. So let's say that's $1,000. Let's say that that's $100 an hour. That is $1,000 that you're making. But if I put those same people in the group, and even if I did half of that, but I did 10 people at one time, it's just astronomical. It's a 10-to-1 ratio, right? Or even 5-to-1, because I said I have the money. But my point is, group is always going to give you a better bang for your buck, because you can run groups concurrently, right? So let's say, again, I have 10 hours a week that I want to do customer facing. Let's take that same 10 hours and have 10 groups. Oh my goodness. You just said something right there. I just said something right there. Like it's a different ball game. And you might even decide, well, since I'm running these groups, I don't have to do 10 hours. I'm going to do 5, right? So you can make much, much more money. You can do many more things if you're running groups. And you have to know, based on what you are selling, what value you're giving, how many people should be in a group, right? Now, I have found for myself, anywhere from 6 to 12 people for me has been good. Now, but that also depends on the type of training that I'm doing, right? So if I'm teaching people, for example, I have a course on, you know, how to structure the, you know, the perfect course, you know, that'll help you make, you know, a lot of money. I can do that with thousands of people, right? Because of the way I would set it up and the way the back office would be set up. I could do that with a lot of people. But if I'm doing something that, like my signature program, 0-to-1, I want a smaller number of people just based on the nature of what we're going to go through and what I want to be able to, you know, check their work and so on and so forth. So it just depends on what it is that you're doing. If it's, again, more intimate, you might want to have it smaller, but you'll figure out what it is that you want to do. You start out, you know, you start out with the number 5. At 5, you can handle 5, start out with 10. If you can handle 10, try to push it to 15 to 20. You find out what that number in that group is going to work for you. And then also that group size is going to depend on the dollar amount as well, right? Like you can have a group of 10,000 people, right? 100,000 people. But you're doing a much different type of customer facing, much, much, much different type of customer facing. And you have a team to be able to do that. So that's another way for you to have a business model. Number 3, online courses. I love online courses. You guys know I love online courses. Online courses are great. You can have DIY, do-it-yourself, where people just go in and take the course, and they take it whenever they take it, and they go through the modules the way that they go. You can have a private community for them if you want to. But online courses is another type of business model. Membership sites. So membership sites are a different type of business model, and a little bit different from groups as well, because groups is going to generally have more, well, traditionally speaking, groups are going to tend to have more customer facing from you and generally require a higher, generally speaking, a little bit higher price. Membership sites are tend to be where there's less customer facing, but they everybody is in there because you have all of the software or the product or the services, it's all there. So they can just access what they need to access at their own pace, right? So if you're a person that has a lot of courses, it might lend itself to a membership site where you know that you're continuing to put courses in, or you have a group of people that puts courses in there, and people, you can then charge people, you know, to do membership sites. You guys understand this. So membership sites, another one. Retreats and workshops, right? Those are also, that's another business model that you could do, right? You just like to do workshops. You like to, you know, have people come to a hotel room and maybe it's over the weekend and you do things, or you have a, you know, a castle that you rented out, or a beautiful Airbnb, and that's like at the, you know, it's just decked out to the nines. Everybody got their own bedroom and bathroom and, you know, swimming pool, and you got a chef coming in. Like you could do it. You could do it the way you want. You could go on an island and do that for, you know, super VIP customers, you know, flying them in on a private jet, right? Like you can do those things. So that's another business model. Corporate coaching is another business model, right? So having, you know, coaching people corporately, that's another one. Utilizing webinars is another business model, right? Maybe you use webinars. You can have free webinars. You can have fee-based webinars. Free-based webinars are generally the lead magnet to get them to one-on-one coaching, grouping, online courses, membership sites, all the ones that I've discussed so far. And then my personal favorite also on here, other than online courses, I love webinars. Webinars is my thing as well. So I love all of these. The only one that I tend to not do as much as corporate coaching, or, you know, coaching in that realm, I like to do more B2C, business to consumer, right, or customer. But hybrids. Now, some people, as you get going with coaching, you might consider hybrid, right? What is hybrid? Hybrid is maybe you do one-on-one and retreats, or maybe you have online courses and you do group, or online courses and one-on-one, right? So you can take a combination of some of these things to be able to figure out which business model that you want to use. Again, we're talking about how to select the right business model. So if I'm saying that there's what, 7, 8, 9, I didn't try to exhaust the entire list, but I gave you some of the top ones that you should be considering. How do you figure out which one to do? Well, let me bless you with this first. Do not do hybrid. To start, don't do hybrid, because you have to get good, and I need you to get some money first. Get that money in your pocket first. Begin doing what it is that you need to do before you start looking at a second model. So you want to not do hybrids first. So that's the first thing I'm telling you. But what I'm also telling you is what you really should be looking at is what's a good fit for you. Right? What is a good fit for you? What is a good fit for your personality style? What's a good fit for how you like to deliver your content? What's a good fit for what you can do? And here's another part to that. What can you do and start easily? Right? So I'm trying to read my notes and not go ahead of myself. So first of all, is it a good fit for you? Second of all, do you can do it easily or start easily. Third of all, you can maintain it by yourself for a year plus, right? You can maintain doing it by yourself for a year plus. Now, the reason why I say by yourself is I'm saying it from the perspective of you don't have the money or don't want to spend the money to get someone to help you with it. For whatever help means, you know, you can get someone to help you with it. So if you want to do it in the least expensive way, or a less expensive way, I should say, you got to figure out how you could do it by yourself. And if once you figure out how you could do it by yourself, you have to be able to maintain that. So I'll give you an example with courses. So I am able to design the course myself. I'm able to write the course. I'm able to design the course. I'm able to, if I'm going to do it as a DIY course, I'm able to record the course. I'm able to edit the videos myself. I can put them on a website. I can design the website. I can make sure that that is connected to the payment portal. I can make sure it's connected to the email and have all the email autoresponders done. I can even actually do the ads to it, but I hate doing ads myself, especially on Facebook. But I digress. I do have someone that can do that for me. So courses would be the easiest thing for me, and I can maintain that. Now, what I've also learned is I can't, because of the work that's involved with doing all parts of a course, I can't spit out 5, 6, 7 courses by myself a month. That's crazy. Like, I just physically can't do it, right? And still try to maintain podcasts and all the other things that I'm doing and customer faces and everything like that. But if I had a team, I could do that. So the statement I'm making with the example of courses is, what can I do and maintain by myself? I can maintain one-on-one by myself. Now, that still may be a challenge for some people because there are different things that you may need to even do one-on-one. Right now, but that can be the easiest thing you can, I mean, in a crude way, which I don't necessarily recommend it like this, but you can send them a PayPal link to pay you, you know, or they can do it through Venmo, right? Or whatever, you know, those different types of Cash App, those types of platforms like that. And then you can just go on a Zoom. Like you could just as crude as that. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with doing that. Right. And that may be the easiest thing for you to do that you can maintain by yourself, and it's a good fit for you, right? So the other thing you want to consider is what your target audience prefers, right? Now, your target audience, depending on, okay, I'm going to say it like this. I was listening to Dr. Myron Golden the other day, and Dr. Myron Golden charges for a 1-day, 8-hour session, $350,000. He charges for $1 million for 4 8-hour sessions for the year, throughout the year. You can go to his website. You can go to his what he does on YouTube. He says it. This is what he said. I am sure that Dr. Myron Golden charging $350,000 is not doing that on Zoom. I'm just saying for 8 hours, I think Dr. Golden is getting on his jet and he's going to the people. I'm just saying that just for the people in the back. Or what I also know he does, he flies people to him, right? Private flying to him, right? So if he's charging $350,000 for an 8-hour day, they are going to prefer to not be on Zoom. I'm sure Dr. Golden is not checking his phone. I'm sure Dr. Golden is not letting his people deliver that training. But that's what his target audience expects, and that's what he's doing, right? So you might have, maybe your target audience is expecting that they're not going to get a lot of customer facing because the pricing is less expensive, but they have a lot of resources. So you have to know not only what you like, but what your target audience prefer. If you are doing, as I was alluding to Dr. Golden, when you're doing high end, you have to, like high end pricing, you're in the, you know, 4, 5, 6 figure range. You're going to be on calls and videos. You're going to be doing call, like when you're first trying to lock in clients, you're not going to put them in a low end funnel. It's just not going to happen. That doesn't resonate with them. You're going to be on calls. You're going to be doing things much on a much more personal level to get to close, you know, $5,000, $10,000, $30,000, $50,000 clients and higher, right? So you have to know that. The other thing that you have to consider is looking at what the lowest hanging fruit is. And when you have, especially when you have multiple choices, right? So again, if I'm saying that I can do one-on-one, I can do group, I can do online courses, I don't really want to do a membership site right now because I don't want to create all of that information that way. Let's say I didn't want to do that because I am going to do a membership site, but I didn't want to do retreats. Like I can decide what's going to be the lowest hanging fruit for me right now. One-on-one is going to be the fastest thing I can get to right now. Groups will be the second. So what I can do is, and what you can do is you can say, I'm going to start in one model because that's going to help me get to the bag faster. That's going to help me to get to the lowest hanging fruit faster. And then as I'm doing things with one-on-one, I can begin to build what I want to do for groups because it's not a hard transition to go from one-on-one to groups, right? And so you can be building that as you go, because it might be a lot. Again, you might be able to get one person faster than you can get five people for a group. And so you might want to start with something like that, right? You also have to consider, you guys see there's also the alsos, the cost of technology, right? So let's say, for example, you're doing a webinar. That's what you want to use. You want to get a good webinar platform. It's not a Zoom meeting to do that. You can, but you want it to be done differently. You want to do like Zoom Live, where it's actually a webinar, their webinar platform. There's a lot of Webinar Jam, Webinar Ninja, Webinar Kit, Webinar Easy Webinar. There's a lot of webinar platforms that are out there as an example with webinars. You might need, if you're doing higher end clients, you're going to need some calendar link. I use TidyCal. You can use Calendly. You can use, there's going to be other SaaS, which is software as a system, like other different types of SaaS models that you're going to need that may be an all-in-one for, like, let's say your customer relationship management, your CRM platform, so on and so forth. And they have to be easy to use, right? Because there is just going to be a learning curve. And I'm talking about even if you're doing one-on-one, unless you're doing it over the telephone and you're okay with that and your client is okay with that, fantastic. If that's the easiest thing that you could do and that's going to get you to the money faster, do it. And then begin to grow as you can grow, because there's always a better way to do something. You don't necessarily always have to do the most expensive way, but what you do want to do is do things that are, you can automate, right? What can you do for automation? Now, the word automation, there's a dollar sign behind the word automation. I'm telling you like I know it. I don't know what I have. Maybe my email is not my email company that I'm using. My email service provider is not, I think I'm paying for them, but they give you 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, they don't give you that many, but 1,500 emails before you have to pay for it or whatever the case may be, or they're giving you all this stuff and they don't, because they, sometimes I think there was a race to the, bottom to get a MailerLite, AWeber, MailChimp, all of those guys, they're like, just come over here. We'll give you a lot of stuff for free. So now you can get a lot of people on your email list before you have to start paying for things. But again, you want to be able to be comfortable with these different types of things. So when we're talking about, as I end this, how to select the right business model, you want to think about the types of business models that's going to resonate with you. Think about the business model that's going to resonate with your ideal client, right? You want to make sure that there are parts of this, that model that you're using, that you can maintain on your own unless you have the capital to really get someone to help you with that, right? My recommendation is to not start with a hybrid, because you got to be able to do all the things you got to do with hybrid, right? You have to consider the cost, you got to consider the technology, and you got to consider the ease of use and your learning curve. Once you have that, you have the perfect model. The easiest is going to be what's going to be easiest and fastest for you. If it's easier and faster for you to do an online course and you don't like customer facing, like one-on-one, then don't do that. That's why I started with something that's a good fit for you. If you know you don't like being on video, if you know that you don't really, you kind of get nervous dealing with people like that, then you want to steer clear of that. You could do online courses till the cows come home. You could do membership sites. You can develop software. There's a lot of things that you can do, right? Or you decide that you're going to go on a quest to getting better at the things that you need to get better at because you want to learn how to do that. That is absolutely perfect. So if you consider all those things that I'm talking about, you will have selected the right business model that's going to work for you and your clients. I pray that there was something that I said in this podcast today that it was a blessing to you, that you picked up some information that perhaps you didn't know, at least gives you something to be able to research. If this was something that was good for you, make sure that you head over and give me a rating for that. Make sure you send it to your sister friend. If you think she needs it, I would appreciate it. You guys got to help a sister out. I would appreciate it. And I hope you guys are blessed until we chat again. Take care. Hey sis, before you take off, I'd really appreciate if you took 30 seconds to head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify to give me a rating for this episode, because as you know, ratings are the most important currency here in this type of platform. Also, if you found this episode helpful, I'd really, really appreciate if you shared it with one of your sister friends that might need this word of encouragement to get started themselves. The more we can share the good news that we're getting here on She Launches Podcast, I believe the more that God will be pleased and the more we can impact the world. Thanks so much, and we'll see you in the next episode.